One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool 2, Wolverhampton Wanderers for the 7,000th and final time this season. Yeah, 2-0 to the Reds, magnificent ultimately. But my God, we had to work hard for that one, didn't we? It feels like the most earned 3 points of the season in its own sort of weird way. It was one of those games where it wasn't necessarily defined by the skill of the players, but by the will of the players, which sounds more like I've had that line prepared than it actually was. But no, the fight, the determination was so evident from the team. The atmosphere was flat. We all feel it. We all do. We're down in the dumpster at Liverpool. We can't help it. We've had 5 years of basically of us being incredible and winning basically more games than we lose, and basically never losing and scoring loads of goals and seeing amazing sights. And yeah, we haven't had that this year. So what we need to see is signs that this team has got it, that this team can be trusted with our happiness, and they showed that tonight. And I wasn't sure they would. First half, it was dour, wasn't it? It wasn't great. And there was a little sense of, is that what this game is going to be like? Because I've seen that game over 30 years of coming to Anfield, 30 plus years. I've seen us play against teams that are compact, teams that are hard to play through, and you need magic to get yourself across the line, or you need a slice of luck. And actually, Liverpool made their own luck tonight. They fought, they battled, and instead of it just being one of those games that petered out to nothing, I like that we kind of trusted the lads on the pitch to make it happen, and it ignited a fire in the belly. And Virgil van Dijk, for me, absolutely typified that performance. The real Virgil van Dijk turned up, and not to say he's been gone for ages or whatever, but the Virgil that was like, Liverpool are basically mid-table and Wolves keep embarrassing us. And I took that personally, and that was the kind of performance it was from Virgil. It was just one of them. He goes, "No, I'm better than you. I'm better than you. I'm a better defender. I'm a better footballer. I'm class. And Liverpool should be winning this game." And Virgil went out and grabbed it and made sure that Liverpool won it tonight. And he embodied everything that I loved about Liverpool's performance. Darwin Nunes too, so full of energy, so full of endeavour, so dangerous in terms of what he did. And Mo Salah getting on the score sheet as well. That is much more like it from Liverpool. It felt like, it's not going to be a famous moment at Anfield. It's not going to be a famous win. Hopefully, we'll never have to think about this game again. But in reality, what it did was it said, you know what, we've got the fight and the desire to get something out of this season. I don't know what that is. Minimum expectations got to be Champions League football. They know that. We know that. And there's got to be the belief that we can do that. We're on a 4-game unbeaten streak. It's not much, is it? But you know what? It's potentially the beginning
Bring
of something. Bring on Manchester
Bring
United.
On match, lads.
Are you confident?
I'm fucking pissed. About 95%.
You 95% alcohol?
Oh, more or less, yeah.
Sad. Nice one, lad. Well, there you go. He's confident. At least 98% alcohol.
If you're not confident, what's the point?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you're not confident, what's the point?
What is the point? Everyone should just take up Crown Green Bowls.
You're fucking wanks tonight.
You're having a big wank tonight?
I've had about three before I came here.
Oh, right. That's okay. Cool. Cool. I hope it wasn't with that hand. Right, Sam, thank you so much for watching the Red Men TV. Chloe's going to be chatting to some of these wonderful people in a second. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and check out what's going on over on Red Men Plus. The instant match reaction with, I presume, Stan Dan and Chris's In The Ground podcast to come. RedmenPlus.com. Sign up. Yeah, and we'll put a smile on your face. Guaranteed. See you there.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org.
funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.